It also means high-speed southeastern services can't run either. Thousands of people are now trying to make alternative arrangements out of London. These travellers are among them.
All the Eurostars are booked today and tomorrow, so you can't get another one. We looked at flights, they're all fully booked, so we can't get there now.
I think that a lot of people that are stranded are worried where they're going to sleep tonight.
We don't really care. We stay another night in London.
Police have launched an investigation after a man was fatally stabbed in North London last night. A cordon's in place near the famous Abbey Road crossing. No arrests have been made. A man's appeared in court and has been taken back into custody following the death of a father of two in Sheffield. Chris Marriott went to help an unconscious woman in the Burngreave area when he was hit by a car on Wednesday. The UK is bracing for more bad weather, with yellow weather warnings issued across the country. It comes days after Storm Gerrit brought heavy rain. In sport, two Premier League title challengers have been in action this afternoon. First to Tom Ross, who's been watching Aston Villa play Burnley.
Aston Villa 3, Burnley 2, a penalty, a goal from by Douglas Luiz just seconds ago has put Villa in the driving seat. Aaron Ramsey fouling Watkins. Aaron Ramsey, the former Villa player, giving them the penalty. What a game we've had here this afternoon. Burnley have been resilient, Villa the better team. Aston Villa 3, Burnley 2.
Meanwhile, Manchester City beat bottom side Sheffield United 2-0 to go 2 points off the top. Later this hour, Manchester United go to Nottingham Forest, and Celtic have stretched their lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership to 8 points with a 2-1 win at home to Old Firm rivals Rangers. It's the first time they've lost under boss Philippe Clément. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five is the time you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening and throughout the night, it's likely there will be more strong winds across our area, mainly along the coastal areas. Isolated showers will follow later in the night, but it should be dry by dawn with the winds easing off. Minimum temperature overnight is going to be in the region of 6 degrees Celsius. Sunday we'll see the winds strengthen again. The strongest winds are likely to be along the coast once again. Scattered blustery showers developing through the day, but some brighter spells possible. Maximum temperature 9 degrees Celsius tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
I'm going to get straight back to the football because most of the full-time scores have now come in. And in the Scottish Premiership, it finished Aberdeen nil, St Mirren 3, Hearts 2, Ross 2 and Kilmarnock 2, Dundee 2. Just looking at the Scottish Premiership table, as I mentioned earlier, Celtic now 8 points clear of second-placed Rangers, although the Gers have two games in hand over their old rivals. Hearts are third and Kilmarnock in fourth place. Bowers and Pitsy beat Felixstowe Moreton United 2-1 in the Isthmian North. Very good win for Bowers, getting another side in the playoff spots. Thanks to a last-minute goal from Ben Williams and Matt Price, scored there first. Also in the Isthmian North, great win up in Suffolk this afternoon for Bramble Town. 6-1 winners away to Ipswich Wanderers. Premier League, the pressure that's been mounting on Crystal Palace. Manager Roy Hodgson has been eased somewhat. He saw his side beat Brentford 3-1 this afternoon at Selhurst Park and in their recent dismal run of results. National League finished Oldham 2, Hartlepool 0. Congratulations to Aveley. First win in 10, I believe. They scored very, very late on to beat Dover Athletic 2-1 in the National League South. Premier League, it's all over at Molineux, and it's an emphatic victory for Wolverhampton Wanderers. Wolves beat Everton by 3-0. Incidentally, I'm just going to have a quick look at the National League South table, where Aveley's 2-1 win this afternoon against Dover Athletic has taken them up to 8th place, just behind Chelmsford City, who are in 7th, but the Claverts, who also have 38 points, have a superior goal difference. Also, City have 2 games in hand on their Essex rivals as well. And Chelmsford face Braintree Town, who are currently in 11th place on New Year's Day. In our featured game, it's victory for Billericay Town in the Isthmian Premier League. They have won 1-0 at Whitehawk this afternoon. We'll be hearing from Andy all about that in a while. Defeat for the second time this week for Southend United at the hands of Barnet. He scored 6 minutes from time through Adebola Aluwo to take all 3 points on the Hive. It finished Barnet 1, Southend United 0. Also, in the National League, it finished Bromley 5, Ebbsfleet 1, and Kidderminster 1, Bournemouth 2. Just having a look at the National League table, Southend in 16th place after that defeat. Dagenham and Redbridge, who didn't play today, they are just one above them in 15th place. The Daggers, they are in action on Monday, on New Year's Day. They travel to Eastleigh. Chesterfield remain top of the table, just 4 points clear of Bromley after their Bromley's 5-1 win over Ebbsfleet. Though Bartholomew was Gateshead, Altrincham, and FC Halifax Town making up the playoff spots. At the other end of the table, AFC Fylde remain bottom with Kidderminster just above them, and Ebbsfleet and Oxford City, who didn't play today, they are the other sides in the relegation zone. Heartache for Concord Rangers. It looked like they were going to beat Hastings United, and they were 3-1 up with 4 minutes left, but Hastings scored 2 late goals to take a share of the spoils, and it finished Concord Rangers 3, Hastings United 3. Just taking a look at the Isthmian Premier League table, Hornchurch remain top. They were in action last night, and let me find the result. Yes, they drew 1-1 with Lewis last night. They are 6 points clear of second placed Chatham Town, another side who didn't play today. Enfield in third, Wingate and Finchley in fourth, and Billericay Town in fifth place after that win at Whitehawk. Hashtag are in six after a fine 3-1 victory away to Folkestone in Victor. One of the sides in the relegation zone, incidentally, along with Kingstonian and Harringay and Concord Rangers, still bringing up the rear, unfortunately. Canvey Island, they are in 13th place after they drew 1-1 at Bogden Regis Town in the day's early kickoff in the Isthmian Prem. Grays Athletic lost 3-1 at Bury Town. That's the last result to come through from the Isthmian North. So I'll have a quick look at the table. Lowestoft Town, who had a 6-0 win against the bottom club Stowmarket, who is still without a win this afternoon. They remain top, 6 points clear now of Felixstowe and Walton, who were beaten by Bowers and Pitsey 2-1. So Bowers are now in third place. Basildon United are fourth after their 2-1 win against Brighton Letting see Region Brentwood Town a fifth after their excellent 6-1 victory away to Ipswich Wanderers. Brightling Sea Region dropped down to sixth place. Heybridge Swift in seventh. Walden Tiptree at eighth. Walthamstow at tenth. Witham Town, they are in 11th place. Redbridge, who didn't play today, they are 14th. And Grays Athletic remain in 18th place after their defeat at Bury Town this afternoon. All over in the Premier League, it's finished. Aston Villa 3, Burnley 2. And just taking a look at the table, Liverpool remain top, just ahead of Villa, but only on goal difference. Villa now in second place. Manchester City, after their win against struggling Sheffield United, a third. Arsenal, they are in fourth place. Arsenal in action tomorrow, incidentally, when they travel to across London to take on Fulham. Tottenham, who are currently fifth, they face Bournemouth tomorrow. West Ham United, after a superb victory at the Emirates against Arsenal the other night, they are in sixth place. At the other end, Sheffield United remain bottom, just two wins from their 20 matches so far. Burnley just above them after their defeat at Aston Villa, and Luton Town, they occupy the other relegation spot, although they did make a spirited comeback against Chelsea this afternoon. They ended up losing by 3-2. So that's pretty much all of the full times from the Premier League and non-league steps 1-4. If anything else does come in, I shall let you know. Oh, I just remembered, actually, Essex Senior League. There was one match this afternoon, only the one match this afternoon. Stanway Rovers were at home to FC Clacton, and Stanway won by 3-0. There was one match last night. Ilford hosted Great Wakering Rovers, and probably wish they happened, because Wakering scored 8 goals against their hosts without reply. Just a reminder, Tilbury are currently top of the Essex Senior, followed by Sporting Bengal United, Romford, Woolford Town and Great Wakery Rovers are currently in 5th place. At the other end, Coggeshall Town still bringing out the rear, and struggling Ilford just above them. Let's go back in time with Change. Luther Vandross on lead vocals. This is Searching. I was tired and waiting.
try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
So now we can hear a full-time report from our featured non-league game this afternoon. Billericay Town's trip to White Hawk down on the south coast, washing our game for us was Andy Gardner.
It's finished here at the enclosed stadium on Billericay's first ever appearance at this ground. Whitehawk nil, Billericay Town won, a hard fought but well-deserved win on the road to end 2023. It was never really in doubt. Billericay dominated from the off when Alfie Cerulli forced a great save from Mitch Walker after 3 minutes. Whitehawk had a brief little flurry after 17 with an offside goal and then a Kayani volley that was parried by Dan Wilkes. But Billericay went in front after 25 minutes through Frankie Merrifield. Had a really good game today, rounded the keeper and from a tight angle finished clinically for what turned out to be the only goal of the game. Bradley Stevenson had a free kick saved on the half hour. In the second half, Whitehawk had a few moments. No real pressure though. Frankie Merrifield had another good chance after 52, forcing a great save out of Walker. Then Whitehawk had a good chance. Ryan Worrell with a shot which was brilliantly tipped over Dan Wilkes. And from the resulting corner, Billericay broke away really quickly and should have put the game to bed, but Bradley Stevenson put his shot against the base of the post. Dan Wilkes made a fantastic save, probably Whitehawk's best moment after 70 minutes, with a brilliant save from Charlie Walker and then a scramble which Billericay dealt with. And then Bradley Stevenson, another chance on 90 minutes when he fired wide. So a good win as Billericay moved back into the playoff places here in Brighton. 1-0 win in front of a crowd of 533.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. So, good end to 2023 for Billericay Town and their quest to make the playoffs in the Isthmian Premier League still very much on track. Just to remind you, there is one more Premier League match starting at 5:30. That's at the City Ground where Nottingham Forest take on Manchester United. A couple of other bits of racing result from Wolverhampton, the 4:45. First was number 7, that's Daddy Harry, priced at 7-1. Second was number 1, Cove Harbour, priced at 18-1. And third was number 8, Verdanx, the 8-15 favourite. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. And Rugby Union, the two matches that started at 3 o'clock and 3:05 in English Premiership have finished. Final scores were Saracens 37, Newcastle Falcons 19, and Northampton Saints 21, Sale 17. So Northampton Saints on top of the table after that result. They've gone 1 point ahead of Exeter Chiefs, who, as I mentioned earlier, went to the top of the table after they won at Bristol last night. Northampton are on 34, Exeter on 33, Salvage is behind them on 32, and Bath, who have an inferior points difference to South, they are on 32 points. Latest travel coming up fairly soon after we've gone back in time to 1980 when this one got to number one for the Police. This is Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing. This girl's an open page, bookmarking. She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
My regular feature, the post-match warm down, coming up the other side of the travel, and we're going to go back in time to the end of 1975. Right now, though, the time is 26 minutes past five.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
And it's the last travel update of the day here on Phoenix FM. If you're travelling on the M11 this afternoon on the southbound carriageway, there has been an accident, and the hard shoulder and lane 1 are closed between junction 7 and 6. So just be aware of that if you're on the M11 this afternoon. other than that, things not looking too bad. Brentwood was a bit earlier at the Brooks, busy earlier at the Brook Street roundabout, but that's now cleared. It was very slow around Lakeside earlier, but I think people have made their way home now from the shopping centre and retail park, so the traffic's moving okay around there now. But just down the road in Shafford 100, it's currently a bit slow on Berkeley Road and Fenner Road, between the Arterial Road and North Stifford and the A126 roundabout. Epping High Street was busy most of the afternoon, but the traffic's moving okay in Epping now. And other than that, the roads are looking okay. Public transport, as you may have heard on the news, Eurostar trains to and from London have been cancelled as a tunnel under the Thames is flooded. No high-speed services are expected to run between Epsley International in Kent and London St Pancras International today. Greater Anglia, just to make you aware of alterations to their services due to works. There are revised services between Liverpool Street and Shenfield, South End, Victoria and Southminster, and also the services between Liverpool Street and Chelmsford, Colchester, Ipswich, Norwich and the branch lines as well. So check before you travel. Just a few things to be aware of if you're making your way into London this evening. There are still delays on the Elizabeth line, although they're now being described as minor delays between Whitechapel and Shenfield due to an earlier obstruction on the track at Whitechapel. DLR, just to remind you, there's no service today between Bankentown Gateway and Poplar and Canary Wharf. Replacement buses are in operation. Still a few minor delays on the central line as well due to a shortage of trains. And that is pretty much it. So it's time for the final post-match warm-down of 2023, which allows me to get my breath back and play three songs in a row. We go back 48 years to Christmas 1975. It was the same top three at Christmas 75 and going into the new year as well. So I'm going to play the top three songs in the chart that week. One of them is a Christmas song, and as radio stations have stopped playing those already, it's probably the last time until next December that you will hear a Christmas song. And it's also the first time you will ever have heard me say these words on the radio. This is Laurel and Hardy.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree. In a blue mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name, and I carved mine, oh June, oh June, just like the mountains are blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine, oh June. Like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine,
said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell. And eyes full of tinsel and fire. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him in his disguise. Sadness, lead your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heaven on hell. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
the silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Oh, I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Never let me go!
No, 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 no.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Sounds incredible, that, doesn't it? All these years on. That was the top three from Christmas and going into the new year at the end of 1975, 48 years ago. First off, it was Laurel and Hardy at number three and the Trail of the Lonesome Pine. Greg Lake was at number two with I Believe in Father Christmas. And number one, it was number one for weeks on end, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, of course. Just over 18 minutes of the show left. Just to let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM after I've finished. Maddy Cullen is along as per usual with the final Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers of 2023. Some great songs always of that show. Tunes you just don't hear enough. And Mandy has plenty of them between 6 and 8 p.m. Then it's a New Year party between 8 and 10 p.m. as Andy Furner will be in the house with Boogie Nights, bringing you 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance, always worth a listen. And rounding off Saturday evening on Phoenix FM, it's Classic Phoenix, Steve Robertson with 2 hours of classical music between 10 p.m. and midnight. That's your Saturday lineup here on Phoenix 98 FM. Around about 10 minutes gone at the City Ground is currently Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester United 0 in the Premier League. And some other football scores as well, a bit closer to home. And Stansted suffered a 4-1 defeat this afternoon in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division. They were at home to AFC Romania, who won by 4-1. Stansted drop a place to 17th after that result. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, this afternoon's results were as follows. Basildon Town 0, Clapton 0, Dunmow Town 1, Wormley Rovers 2, Enfield Borough 2, Clapton Community 2, Hoddesdon Town 1, St Margaret'sbury 1, Hutton 1, Harlow Town 4, Newbury Forest 4, Burton Ramblers 3, Southend Manor 0, Barkingside 1, and Tower Hamlets 3, North West London 1. The table looks like this. Clapson Community back on top after Hutton lost. Clapson Community on 53 points, Hutton on 50, but Hutton have played three less games than Clapson Community. Benfleet a third on 49 points, Harlow Town, who beat Hutton, a fourth on 48, and Wormley Rovers, they are currently in fifth place on 45 points. Just taking a look at the Thurlow Nun First Division North and the Essex sides in that league. Holland lost 3-1 away to AFC Sudbury Reserves. Habersham Parkstone were also beaten. They lost 4-1 away to Coolnard United. Not good afternoon for Wivenhoe Town either. They lost 3-1 at Haverhill Rovers. But better news for Stoneway Pegasus. They travelled to Witton United and they won by 3-0. And Stoneway Pegasus a second in the table behind Framlingham Town, 1 point behind them, but Framlingham have played three less games than they have. Great Yarmouth Town, Holland in fourth, and Holbeach United now make up the top five. Harwich and Parkstone in seventh place after that defeat, and Wivenhoe Town, they have dropped to 14th place. One more racing result for you. The 5:15 at Wolverhampton. First was number 6, Ernie's Valentine, priced at 11-1. Second was number 2, Bass Player, priced at 4-1. And third was number 7, True Statesman, priced at 5-1. Eight runners in that race. Great disappointment for number 1, United Front, who was the 7-2 favourite, but who only managed to finish in 8th and last place.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Or suits and ties, or march in a straight line, deafening the sound of helpless.
1,000 heartbeats. We're just trying to keep a dream alive. No sign on an old street I don't recognize.
So first off, it was Rag and Bone Man, All You Ever Wanted, followed by ABBA and Happy New Year. Yeah. Just a few things to mention before I go. One last racing result at 5:45 at Wolverhampton. First was number 4, Rousing Encore, priced at 6-1. Second was number 1, Baldomero, the 2-1 favourite. And third was number 3, Gulliver, priced at 15-2. 7 ran in that race. Still no goals at the City Ground. The Premier League match has started at 5:30. It's Nottingham Forest 0, Manchester United 0. And in rugby's English Premiership, the latest score is Harlequins 10, Gloucester 7. And that, as they say, is it from me in 2023. I wish you a happy and healthy new year, and I hope 2024 is a good one for all of us. Thank you for listening this afternoon. Thank you for listening throughout the year. It really is appreciated. And thanks very much indeed to Andy Gardner for his reports on Billericay Town's match at White Hart this afternoon. And throughout the year, all the team as well. Thanks also to Andy Gilson and Dave Victor for reporting on Leighton Orient last night, and for that interview with Richie Wellens as well. I also want to thank another member of our reporting team, Jack Patmore, who's done some great work for us as well, both on the show and also on the sports section of our website, phoenixfm.com. I should be back on the radio this Thursday evening with the non-league hour from 7 till 8pm. I hope you can join me for that. If not, I should be back, all being well, next Saturday between 3 and 6pm with another edition of Phoenix Sport, the first one of 2024. Mandy is next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Just ahead of that, a dance classic from Sheila and B Devotion. This is Spacer. A very good night to you, and Happy New Year!
Trust everyone that you meet. I'm so lucky.